Talk Radio 77 WABC. Welcome back to the program. I'm Zev Brenner. Very pleased to have with us somebody that I met, I think it was about 5 years ago, Eliezer Gross. And, you know, one of the things that we've been talking about when I announced tonight's broadcast is that if you've watched the Jetsons on TV, the cartoon about the car that can fly, well, it's going to be getting off the ground thanks to our guest. Eliezer Gross is the founder and the CEO of the Besando Group, a global leader in investments, but he's just as passionate about investing in companies as he is in people. He lives in Petah Tikva, Israel. He has 5 children, 10 grandchildren. Most recently, he was in the UAE, and he received their prestigious high-tech venture award by His Royal Highness himself. This group, the Besando Group, was founded in 2011, is led by Gross, who grew up in Bnei Brak. He attended many prestigious yeshivas, and his groundbreaking business model allows people from the U.S. to invest in alternative investments, all while following religious law requirements. And some of these alternative investments include technology-based startups and special Israeli real estate projects. And according to our guests, their business stands apart from other companies, as an Israeli startup is always valued for half of the price or even less when compared to its American counterparts. This is due to associated costs, including manpower and overhead, making the cost investment much less. But the forward-thinking and fundamental of revolutionary Besando Group has worked with over 2,000 investors from the Israeli market thus far. Our guest is also a math whiz. So, Eliezer Gross, welcome back to the program. Thank you once again for joining us.
Well, what can I tell you? You want to come work for us? You're doing the job better than us.
I'm impressed because I met you 5 years ago and you were doing great work. But in those 5 years, you've really, really, I mean, it's amazing. And what fascinated me most, which we'll get to in just a little bit, is about this company that you're working with that's going to take a car and make it fly. So this is stuff of science fiction, but it's actually happening, and it's not that far away from happening. So, and you also, I didn't mention you're also a book author, and you have a very interesting life. I remember you telling me some great stories when I sat next to you at the Good the convention. So let's talk about you for a few minutes. How did this all start?
First of all, it's all Siyata Dishmaya. You know what Siyata Dishmaya is, then?
Yes, we just have to translate it for our audience. It's also with guidance from heaven.
So Siyata Dishmaya is God help. Okay, I believe everything comes from God. What you're getting and what you think you're not getting. Even when you think you're not getting, you're actually getting, because God is doing everything it works in our favor. So, you said 5 years ago and today, everything I achieve, you achieve, everybody achieve, is with God's help. And I actually, yes, I wrote 3 books about it with about 200 stories. All the stories happens to me. How, I met this guy by coincidence and we made the deal. Or I fall in China from the bus, and it's led me to make few $1 million deals. Or you read the books, or some of them at least. It's at the end, it's all from God, and we believe in it, and God got it with us.
So, but you also are a mathematical genius, and you write about it, and from a young age. So yes, everything is done through God. But listen, you went to prestigious yeshivas, but it's not typical of going to a prestigious yeshiva in Israel that you end up in high-tech investment and going to UAE.
Oh, right. Yeah,
right? That's not typical yeshiva boys doing that. You're atypical.
So it goes like this. When I was 5 years old, my mother found out that instead of playing in sand, I liked numbers. So she was asking me, how much is 3 times 4? And I immediately said 12. And then how much is 5 times 8? I immediately said 40. So she found out that she's giving me a book, or actually a notebook with a pencil, and she give me numbers to multiply or to divide, I can do it until 100 by 100, which is 10,000, almost any number in a second. And since, she, instead of playing in the sand, I was playing with numbers. When I was 6 years old, my father, may God rest his peace, had a mini market. So I used to stand there. Remember the scales It wasn't like it was analog scale, where you put your vegetables in one side, and there's what is that called in English? It's late. I'm tired. Like a needle.
You're talking about the scale where you weigh things?
Yes. So the woman used to come and put, let's say, tomatoes and then cucumbers and then the potatoes and this and that. And I used to multiply the weight on the price in my head and then tell them, okay, you have to pay 55 lira and 60 cent. And from the entire Bnei Brak used to come to see this little kid, okay, wonder kid, first grade, doing multiply the numbers by head and add them up.
I hope you charge
One
admission.
butter. What I'll tell you, what happened is after a few months, I started to feel bad. I had a lot of pressure. And my parents took me to the doctor. The doctor said, "You guys are crazy. He's a little kid. What do you want from him?" So they said, "But he enjoyed it." So, but he's going to kill himself like this. And that was the end of it. But in any event, I was Israeli champion in math. It's a gift. It's actually a gift. But don't worry, if I'll see you, I didn't see you for about 3 years or maybe more. Believe me, if I see you in the street, I wouldn't recognize you because I don't recognize faces. I recognize number, I still remember your number, but faces I don't remember.
But
you
it's still a
know,
gift to
it's
have
a
them.
balance, it's a balance. You're not getting both. You're getting either that, okay? You're not getting both. Or if you want to drive with me in the car, if I'll tell you turn right, make sure you turn left.
But you still you've turned in the right direction. Even if you turn left, you turn in the right direction because we're going to talk about some of the big deals you're involved with.
Okay, so I guess you want to talk to me about the flying car.
So we're going to take a break. I do want to talk about the flying car because the flying cars has captured people's imaginations. But so we're going to break. But just one quick question before we break. How'd you get involved? I know you're a mathematical genius. How'd you get involved in the investment and the startup world?
I used to do auctions all my almost for 30 years. I used to do auctions around the world. And the auction world changed about 10 years ago, changed dramatically when the governments started to put all the auctions online. It took a lot of the adventures that people like me had. So I was looking for something to do, something interesting, intriguing, need connections, success, et cetera, et cetera. And I found the startup world. And it's much more fascinating with a startup than auctions. It's the real deal.
It's the real deal. When we come back, we are speaking to the real deal. When I met him, I didn't realize all the big deals he was involved with because while he's a mathematical genius, as you heard, he also is the founder and the CEO of the Bessander Group, a global leader in investments. And InvestNation is a group that's doing amazing, amazing things. We'll hear about the car that's going to fly. So if you thought the
It is
Jets,
flying. It's not going to
it
fly.
is
It's
flying
flying
already,
crazy.
but it's going to be making accessible to the masses. We'll talk about that when we get back.
You're listening to Talk Line with Zev Brenner, America's premier Jewish broadcast on the air since 1981.
Talk Line Radio and TV with Zev Brenner is just phenomenal. Everybody concerned about the Jewish community should listen and watch. He has the best guests. He asks the most interesting questions. He's always so well prepared. It's talk radio and television from a Jewish point of view at its very best.
To advertise on the Talk Line network and Talk Line's email and social media blasts reaching over 70,000 people, please call 212-769-1925, extension 100. That's 212-769-1925, extension 100. Or email info@talklinenetwork.com.
Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
You're listening to Talk Line with Zev Brenner, America's premier Jewish broadcast on the air since 1981.
And we're back. Eliezer Gross is with us. He's the founder and the CEO of the Bessander Group. They are a global leader in investments, and some of the technology that they're working with is getting a car. It's ready flying, a car ready flying off the ground into the air, and it's something which we're going to get to right now. So, Eliezer Gross, thank you. So tell us about this latest thing about a car that's going to fly, that is flying. It's a new technology. People have been dreaming about it for a long time, but you're getting it off the ground.
First of all, it's not me. I am...
Well, you're helping. You're a facilitator. You're part of the group.
Yeah, so beside being a chairman of investment group, I'm also a director in the board of directors of Urban Aeronautics. That's the company who makes those flying cars. This company is already working on it for 15 years. And the last prototype was manufacturing about 5 years ago, made already 300 test flights. All of them are in Israel. This flying car, you know, I don't know if you know, but in the last year, the flying car industry, the air taxi industry is very hot. In 2019, about $500 million was pumped into this industry. In 2020, about $4 billion already. And in 2021, just in the first 2 months, $8 billion.
Wow.
And that, yeah, and what happened is the corona, the pandemic changed the whole thing. Cause, you know, the whole industry, flying industry was based on mass transportation. And, because of the pandemic, people want to fly by themselves. So, the air taxi, the corona speed up the process. And what's supposed to be happening in 20 years probably be happening in 5-6 years from now. So Urban is not the only one who makes air taxis, but there's one big difference between Urban and all the other companies in the world. You see, air taxi is based on a helicopter technology, meaning, you know, the rotor above your head is the one who lifts the helicopter. And the air taxis that you see, they all have rotors this way or the other. Either it's one or big one or many, many small ones. But all of them are basically the helicopter size, the rotor size is much, 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 much bigger than the body of the cart, okay, of the car himself. Which what you need. You need a much bigger space to land you than a car. Urban Aeronautics have been able to develop a rotor that is inside a cart, meaning your car, your van, our helicopter, the size of a van, can land anywhere. It can land in your porch.
Does it look like a helicopter or it looks more like a car?
It looks like a car. It doesn't look like a helicopter. As opposed to any other things in the market today that are much, much bigger. So that's, you know, that's the reason that we were able to sell Hatzolah, a few of them, because they are the only one who can land in the middle of Manhattan, in the street in Manhattan. Hatzolah is going to use it in, hopefully in about 4 or 5 years, as a flying ambulance.
Wow.
Boeing is, now this is a public information, and this is not something that I have to hide. Boeing have signed an MOU with the company to present 4 RFIs to the DOD, the Department of Defense. And hopefully next year we're going to start to have orders, hopefully, from the U.S. Army. Many, many, many other large corporations are negotiating with the company because she have a unique technology that nobody had. You know, it's still, don't forget, it's still, you know, we have a flying prototype, but it still need to be developed further. And we are raising now with a bank in America, $100 million to complete the development. It's going to take about 2 more years. And we need Siyata Deshmaya. We pray, you know.
God's help. 212-769-1925, extension 100 is our number. Let's go to Forest Hills. Stan in Forest Hills, you have a question for our guest. Go ahead, Stan.
Yeah, I mean, this isn't anything new. General Motors, Ford, Chrysler, I've known about these types of things for over 20 years. And the harsh reality is maybe the military might use it, but it will I hate to use this term, but it will never fly in cities in this country. There's too many risks, governments, pollution. It's a great idea in theory, but it will never make it into major cities. Everybody flying their own individual. It's not going to happen. And the automobile companies will would have to literally give up. Then it's not going to happen in the United States. It may happen in Israel, which could do it. But I know most of the Americans know about this, but they know it cannot happen because there's too many dangers, terrorism. You know what happened with drones. I don't have to tell you, and that's non-mail. So it cannot. It's a great idea, but not feasable here in this country, and it's too dangerous, pollution-wise.
So let Ellie respond to you.
Sure, go ahead, sure.
Yeah, Stan, are you making a statement or are you asking a question?
Well, I know from automobile factors, so I know people who've told me about these things. Now you can
I suggest you read an article that was published last week. The U.S. Senate, all right, is negotiating it now, right now. I'm not saying it's happening, but the U.S. Senate is already talking about it and making his way.
Nothing, sir.
One second.
Stan, let him finish.
Sure.
I don't want you to fly off the handle.
I'm not flying off the handle.
I'm sure a flying taxi, okay, I'm sure a private car, put it this way, I'm sure a private car for everybody to fly, it's not going to happen in the next 5 or 10 years, maybe 20 or 30 years. But a flying ambulance, meaning something that can be regulated, and a flying taxi, again, something that can be regulated and arranged, it's probably going to happen. I don't know if in New York or Chicago, all right? But they're definitely talking about it.
I have nothing against the idea, but...
No, wait. They're definitely talking about it. And I can tell you this much. I'm not a novice, all right? So I don't know. But they speaks about it. One more thing I want to tell you, that Fencroft takes less risk than the others simply because his rotors is inside. He's not outside. So it's much less dangerous. But there is so many use for it. I don't think everybody can afford themselves to buy a helicopter like this for $5 million. So yes, flying taxi, flying ambulance. There is definitely a point about what you're saying, but I can tell you the Senate is talking about it. So if it's going to happen or not,
and talking
about it
is one thing, sir. I agree.
You
it's
know
a
what?
Great idea, but can you see the problems that will develop? I mean, it could, terrorism, anything could happen. Pollution in the skies. It's just seeing it. I mean, they can make a movie about it. I'm not against the idea, but in theory,
it may decrease road traffic. Where everybody's sitting in traffic because they can't go anyplace. If you can fly, it gives you some more options. So maybe it would free up pollution because more pollution is done by cars sitting idly in traffic.
In the air. I mean, the atmosphere. Yeah. I mean.
I can tell you this much, guys.
It'll be an electric car, right?
I invested already in more than 30 companies. And with any idea that somebody comes, there's questions and people calling and say, hey, it's not going to happen. That's the nature of the things, you know. You have idea. Somebody have comments. Somebody come with a solution for the comment. And then another person come with a comment for the comments. That's the whole beauty of the whole thing.
That's the American way. Stan, thank you for your call as always.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay. So how many years did you say it took to develop this?
15 years. Do you know how long it took to develop the Boeing 787, the Dreamliner?
No.
No. They started at 1988. I'm sorry, 1978. All right? To think about it, it took 25 years to develop the Dreamliner.
Wow.
25. Yeah, it takes about 20 to 25 years to develop a new aircraft.
Jeff and Flappers.
That's what it takes.
Jeff, you have a question for our guests. Go ahead, Jeff and Flappers.
Sort of a comment ending with a question. First of all, in the United States of America, there have been flying cars and very incarnations of it for the last 100 years. And then about 50 years ago, Popular Mechanics came out with plans for a two-seater road cart with an enclosed fan behind and had a parachute, a directional parachute. And I lived down south about 20 years ago for about a year, and everyone was flying these things all over the place, and they made a horrendous amount of noise, so people were complaining. And, you know, they also ended up in the power lines, and a lot of people had a hard time when you end up in the power lines. You get electrocuted. And JFK Jr., John F. Kennedy Jr., was very famous for riding this thing around, and his mother hated him riding it around, but he used to ride it around. But so you got a big problem with the noise. You got a big problem with people ending up in power lines. So the government eventually took these things. They say they're very highly regulated here in the United States. They don't really allow people to run around in flying cars anymore, even so rogues do that. And I've seen plans by about half a dozen companies all over the world invent basically a flying that's enclosed. But, I don't want that noise coming down.
But, I'm going to let Ellie respond to you because lots has changed in 10 and 20 years. I don't know if there's an electronic.
The noise is still horrendous. They can't get rid of the
That's
noise.
If you have propellers.
This is not. First of all, he's talking about this sporty thing.
Hold on, Jeff. It's not a propeller. That's exactly what Ellie is saying. His model is not a propeller.
He's talking about this.
Not a helicopter.
Jeff, how old are you? I'm 55. How old are you?
A little bit younger than you. Why do you ask?
Because I suggest we speak in 20 years. We'll see. That's it. Okay. I mean, you're talking about something that people do for sport, for fun. You're not talking even close about what I'm saying. This is not a gimmick. What we have. This is a cart.
They use it for transportation.
But here we're talking about, Ellie, forgive me for interrupting, but you're talking about for emergency hospital vehicles and other things like that. So it's not going to be open to the general public from the get-go. It's going to be a little different, and it'll have special applications, which will be life-saving, because if you can get to an emergency quicker, as opposed to taking 5 minutes, you get there.
By the way, the one he's talking is so unstable. The one with the parachute is so unstable. This is not a car. This is a parachute with a motorcycle, with an engine. That's what they have. You're calling it a flying car, but it's not a flight. It's a parachute. I know exactly what he's talking about because over the Kinneret in Israel, there's hundreds of them. Okay, people fly for fun. This is a parachute with an engine. That's it. That's what it is. It's not a flying car.
And yours is going to make a horrendous amount of noise. I understand emergencies, but then you also got these guys, the United Kingdom Marines, the British Marines. They have a flying suit, not even a suit. You attach engines to your arms and to your legs and to your back, and you fly around. So, I mean, you could have a hot solid guy flying around to the 18-story window and pop in there.
But he also needs the equipment. Anyway, I thank you for your phone call. We're going to have to move on. We're going to have to break. So, but by the way, is this going to be gas-powered, electric-powered? How is it going to be the source of its energy?
There are two kinds. There is a hydrogen fuel jet and helicopter jet. It's two. There are two different models.
Eliezer Gross is our guest, founder and CEO of the Besondo Group. It's a global leader in investments, and he's passionate about people as well as investing in companies. And we'll talk more about some of the innovations and inventions that they are involved with. We're going to be right back.
Like us on Facebook.
Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Hi, this is David Gabay, and you're listening to The Zev Brenner Show.
You're listening to Talk Line with Zev Brenner, America's premier Jewish broadcast on the air since 1981.
And now your host.
We're back. Eliezer Gross, the founder and CEO of the Besondo Group, our final stretch. We're squeezing a couple of more of your phone calls. Simon from the J Investment Group, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, Eliezer, I was very impressed. I think you're doing an amazing thing because if we
it when that, you know, they're looking at things now, technology going from here to Mars, people living on Mars and going, they're setting up in space. What you're doing is very practical because with a GPS built into every flying car, it shouldn't be a problem going, it will save accidents. That's number one. Going into PowerPoint, it will for sure do that because the GPS will really save a lot of accidents or all the disasters with this, that they think they're talking about. I heard the other two fellows talking about it, but I think we're coming into that world. Flying cars, I think it's going to be less than 5 years. I think in the next 3 years. So I hope you have a lot of success in all your work, and it's not a dream. It's happening already, and I'm very positive, and I think you're doing great work for the universe, and it's going to be a whole different world very shortly. But you're doing great work, and I love to know more about it.
So first of all, thank you very much. You can take my number, 516-231-0203.
Why don't you give that one? 516. Yeah, okay, go ahead.
516-231-0203. 231-0203.
Perfect.
And give me a call tomorrow after I wake up. I'm very tired already. Usually, you see, when I come from Israel, I go to sleep at 7, 8 o'clock, and I wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning because I got to work with my office in Israel. But today, I was at Shuvu. There was an event for Shuvu. I'm a board member there. And I just came at 10 o'clock from the event, and then I had to stay awake for this interview. So now I'm all about going to sleep. So we'll talk tomorrow. And I think you're right. And Hyundai just pumped in $1 billion last week. One of the companies.
Yes,
and
yes.
Joby is doing an IPO for $6.6 billion. I guess those guys know something that the smart guy before didn't know.
100%. I think this is for sure going to be unbelievable. You know, we used to watch when we were kids. We used to watch the Jetsons. You know,
And
it's a regular.
I have a little surprise for you. The private model of this car. There is a City Hawk. There's few models for this, an ambulance model and air taxi model and the army. You know, for army use, but the private one, I insist to call it the Jetson.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's called the Jetson.
Anyway,
yes.
Simon, thank you for a good call.
I wasn't watch the movie the Jetson because I wasn't grow up here. I was in Israel. In Israel, there's no Jetson.
Wow.
They don't have a Hebrew verb. We got to make a Hebrew version. And let me also acknowledge the owner
thank
of the station,
so
John Caspintidis, doing a great job, innovator, and doing amazing thing in the world of broadcasting. Let's take our final call. Heshi in Kew Garden Hills. You have a question for our guest, Heshi. Go ahead.
Yes. Hi. First of all, I wanted to ask Dr. Eli a question. I read a book many years ago, maybe 20 years ago, 15 years ago, and there was a Dr. Eli, a Hasidic mathematical genius in Israel. It was the Bible Code. Is that you, Dr. Eli? The same Dr. Eli?
No. That's somebody else. No, the Bible Code. No, I know who you're talking about. No, it's not me.
It was also. I remember the name correctly, right? It was many years ago that I read the book.
Yeah. More than 50. I know the Bible. I know the story of the Bible Code. Yeah, it's not me, no.
Anyway, thank you for your phone call. We're almost out of time, and I did want to give you an opportunity. So you were just honored by the UAE, United Arab Emirates. How did that come about? And just tell us about it.
Oh, all right. So it's very quick. I was one of our seven companies that was in the Emirates was called to present there was a competition, startup competition, and the CEO was afraid to go on the stage, and I went there and I started to talk, and all of a sudden I started talking about Siyata Dishmaya and how God runs the world, and I present the company and they like it, and the king asked me to come work for him, and I told him that the 3,000 people want me to work for them before him, so you have to stand in line. At the end, it turned out to be at the end that the king wanted to give me an award. He gave me an award from the kingdom. It's like, you know, a statue, whatever it is. And then they interviewed me from all the entire world. It began to be a big thing. But you know what I'm thinking? I got a word every day. I got a word from God. I wear my tefillin. This is my word from God every day.
And you do amazing work. I'm impressed. I met you 5 years ago. I see how far things have progressed. So congratulations on your work from UAE.
Everything is b'siyata d'shmaya.
If people want to get more information about the Besando Group, how can they learn more? How can they get in touch with you? Let's give it out
they
one more
time. They can go to theinvestination.com or they can call, you know what, I forgot our local number. They can call me 516-231-0203. 516-231-0203. I have a few people here that can answer questions.
Eliezer Gross, I got to thank you for being with us, founder, CEO of the Besando Group.
It was a pleasure to have you on board. We hope to see one of our next flights.
I'm looking forward to flying. I want a flying car. I want it as quickly as I don't want to wait 5 years. I want it
good.
Now.
Okay, come over. I'll give you a ride.
Thank you. You're listening to the TalkLine Network, TalkLineNetwork.com.
Thanks for listening.
TalkLine Radio and TV with Zev Brenner is just phenomenal. Everybody concerned about the Jewish community should listen and watch. He has the best guests. He asks the most interesting questions. He's always so well prepared. It's talk radio and television from a Jewish point of view at its very best.
To advertise on the TalkLine Network and TalkLine's email and social media blasts reaching over 70,000 people, please call 212-769-1925, extension 100. That's 212-769-1925, extension 100. Or email info@talklinenetwork.com.
Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
For continuous Jewish programs, please go now to talklinenetwork.com or our 24-hour-a-day listen line at 641-741-0389. For past shows, you can find us on iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, YouTube, Instagram, and all major podcast platforms, or jewishpodcast.org. Thanks for listening to the TalkLineNetwork.com.